Earlier in the week, I was here in the cathedral all by myself, reflecting on the Feast of the Holy Family, which we celebrate today. And as I looked around the cathedral, it occurred to me that we have five depictions of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The first, of course, is the depiction of the Holy Family in our manger scene. The same scene of that first Christmas with the Holy Family is also in our rose window in the east transept there, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And then down the nave on the east wall there, we have three depictions of the Holy Family. The first is the presentation of our Lord in the temple with Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and you can see Anna, the prophetess, in the back there. We just heard about her. She was praying night and day, fasting and in prayer. And then next to that, we have Jesus teaching in the temple. And the next to that, we have the Holy Family working, interacting with one another. It seems to me that these various depictions of the Holy Family give us some important insights into this feast. So we take the manger scene, for example. The scene we have here in the sanctuary and in the east rose window. These depictions of the Holy Family remind us just how important family life is in the mind of God. These depictions remind us, after all, that God used family to change the world. He used family to turn the course of human history, all through a faithful mom who accepted God's will, a protective dad who guided his family, and a vulnerable infant who would grow to lead the entire human race from sin and death to forgiveness and salvation. God wants to change the world through our families. And we allow ourselves to be part of his plan for changing the world by striving in our daily actions as husband and wife, parents and children, by striving for the love and the intimacy that every human heart longs for. The school of the family, if you will, has the power to teach the world at large the strength of genuine human love. The manger scene reminds us that in God's design, the family is incredibly important and very powerful. In the first stained glass of the Holy Family, in our east part of the nave there, we have Jesus, we have Joseph and Mary coming to the temple to consecrate their newborn son to God. They do that because in the book of Exodus, they are instructed to consecrate every firstborn male to the Lord. And so, as faithful Jews, that's what they are doing. And in the book of Leviticus, they are instructed to bring a sacrifice. And since they cannot afford a lamb, Leviticus indicates that they could bring two pigeons, which again are depicted in that stained glass window. Joseph is holding the birds in that cage, which will be used in sacrifice. The point is that the Holy Family was deeply religious. Now, in some circles today, that's not very popular. We see it in Washington State, largely unchurched state, and we hear it in phrases like, "I'm not religious, but I am spiritual." As we think about that image of the presentation of the Lord in the temple, which we heard about in our gospel this morning, with Anna and Joseph and Mary and Jesus, would any one of those people ever say, "I'm spiritual, I'm just not into religion"? It's even silly to think of them saying that. That scene reminds us that Catholic families worship together. The Eucharist is the source of our love and the sign of the intimacy to which we are called. And so, families attend Mass every Sunday. They observe holy days and other times as we are able to gather for the Eucharist. We actively participate in parish life, and which is our spiritual home away from home. In the words of the famous rosary priest, Father Patrick Peyton, the family that prays together stays together. We also recognize that our families, in so many ways, are not perfect. It's one of the struggles with this Feast of the Holy Family, because we hear about all these ideals and virtues, and yet we know the ways in which we fall short. We are fallen people, and so we recognize our need for mercy, and thus, as a family, we regularly go to confession to receive the grace we need to live God's vision of love in our lives and in our homes. The Saturday before Christmas Eve, if you were here that day, you know how edifying it was to see all afternoon and during the Vigil Mass, the number of people and families celebrating that important sacrament. The Holy Family reminds us that God intends for his people to be religious. The final window of the Holy Family in the back, and again, many of you can't see them, so after Mass, please make sure and look at them again with your families. But the one at the end there of the Holy Family depicts Jesus teaching in the temple, where Joseph and Mary, and they're in the background, they had lost Jesus, and they finally found him. And the finding of the Lord in the temple shows us the importance of maintaining hope in the midst of difficulty. If you're a parent, you've ever lost your kid, you're out playing at the park or something, you know better than I do what kind of terror that raises within your heart. That was the same terror that no doubt touched the hearts of Mary and Joseph. And they end up finding their son, which shows us that everything worked out for them. And when we experience suffering in our own families, we are called to have that same kind of hope. And in that same window, Jesus is a young boy witnessing to the faith. Again, we, in the context of family, are called to witness our faith to other people. And one of the ways we can do that is through the intentional practice of the corporal and spiritual works of mercy within the home and outside of it. And then, now, that final window of the Holy Family. It's not a window that explicitly reflects anything in Scripture. Instead, it simply shows them together and at work. Mary is weaving, and Joseph is holding an axe. And Jesus is on the floor collecting wood shavings that have fallen to the ground. It occurs to me that if you are a parent with a child who argues with you about unloading the dishwasher or taking out the garbage, all you got to do is remind them of that window. Because there Jesus is, Jesus Christ, as a boy, doing chores. I don't know how many times I've looked at that window and that thought didn't come across my mind, but that's precisely what he's doing. He's cleaning up. And he didn't complain. That window shows us that families are called to intimate communion, and that intimacy is protected and nourished through things like working together and recognizing the importance of regular family activities like Sunday dinner and game night, family prayer, or a technology fast, which allows for one-on-one communication and the building up of relationships. These activities can be considered sacred rituals for your domestic church. We are called to value them over other activities which compete with them. And so, in short, family comes first. The various depictions of the Holy Family in our cathedral remind us that family relationships are the primary vehicle which God uses to perfect us and challenge us and help us to become everything we were created to be. And so we can be grateful for this opportunity to celebrate this feast today. As we do so, let us accept the challenge to strive for the values and to imitate the virtues of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.